And German lawmakers backed a bill to provide billions of euros in aid for Greece today, clearing a major hurdle for the package, which Chancellor Angela Merkel has said could determine the future of the European Union. EU leaders have insisted that the Greek financial implosion was a unique combination of factors that are not present in other currently troubled Eurozone nations, such as Spain or Portugal. The senior fellow and director of the Center for Economic Policy at the Washington, D.C.-based Hudson Institute, Diane Furcott-Roth, says the bailout is not a real or permanent solution to the problems of Greece or the broader Union.
Greece is in very deep trouble, and the trouble is going to spread to Spain and Portugal and possibly Italy. Problem is that these countries have vast expenditures in terms of pension payments, retirement payments, payments for college. There's a vast welfare apparatus that's being supported by relatively few workers. The birth rates are low. The retirement ages are low also. And this is a situation that cannot continue. And the problem is, and the reason the euro is sinking, is that no one really believes that the bailout, as crafted, is going to work. It's not enough money. And a bailout that is enough money would hurt Germany and would hurt the rest of the EU countries. The problem is that with a universal currency, if one country has problems, all of the countries have problems. That's why the Maastricht Treaty was set up to say that deficits shouldn't be more than 3% of GDP. But countries cheated. They said that their deficits were smaller than they in fact are. Greece said its deficit was 6%. Turns out it was 13%.